The Average Network presents short subject number 15, Bush Tour 2004. We join the president and Travis Keefe as they entertain the press in Scram Monkey, Michigan, prior to tonight's main event. Let us listen to MC Charlton Heston.
When they pry it from my cold, dead hands. Now, without further ado, Travis Keefe and George W. Nixon.
No, Chuck, no, it's Bush, Chuck Bush.
Chuck W. Bush. Ah, you all know who he is.
We gonna stop all the Arabs and tie them up in little bags, teach them the meaning of democracy. Cut all the mustaches off, have them sing until they cough, teach them to act as they is free. We gonna stop.
Howdy, ain't that Travis Keith something else? He writes them things real fast. Heck, he wrote two of them over breakfast. We stopped at old Chester Shenanigans War Room Cafe in Blister Springs for breakfast. You know old Chester, he's 108. He fought in World War I, he fought in World War II, he fought in Korea, he fought in Vietnam, he fought in Grenada and Panama and Gulf One. He skipped this one on account of to run his cafe. You know what he told me? He said, Mr. President, you eat like a pig. Yeah, he said that. And you know what? Then he said, but you was right about Iraq, and no matter how many naked Iraqis we got to put on TV to make them free, we ought to do it. Well, he was right. So me and Laura and Travis all had extra hash browns. Now, I've been talking up my economic package on account it's just fair to give people back their own money, and that makes me pretty smart. Well, some of you press types got questions? We'll spit them out and let's rope them and hog tie them. This is going to be freewheeling and open, so which one of you is number 41?
Over here, sir. Sid Mackerel of the Sunblock Star. Mr. President, your Iraqi policy is kind of a dud. Nobody there likes us. Mr. Bremer has been much less effective even than General Garner. Mr. Wolfowitz's plans aren't plans at all. Mr. President, what are you proposing? Do you even have a solution?
Yeah, yes, Sid. I do have a solution. Let's see. Number 26?
Mr. President, you didn't answer. What is the solution, Mr. President?
Yeah. You trying to ask a follow-up? Am I supposed to spend all day with you? I told you. I got a solution. Now, number 26?
Omar Rottweiler of the Daily Enhancer, Mr. President. Sir, will we be torturing and humiliating Fidel Castro, sir?
Yeah. Nope. Okay, number 16. Which you is 16?
Lamont Hamander of the Bismarck Weekly Shopper. Mr. President, we've almost lost all of Afghanistan to warlords and opium growers. What do you plan to do to help prop up Hamid Karzai's shaky regime in Afghanistan?
Uh-huh, yeah. You know, it's tough starting a democracy, and it's really tough after we broke up Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. I told old Ham and Cheese Carmen Ghia that America's firm on his behind. Afghanistan is free again because we hauled all the evildoers to the hoosegow, and pretty soon they're going to get fair elections. Okay, number 8.
Don Samuelson of ABC News, Mr. President. Mr. President, you've been accusing Senator Kerry of being all over issues, yet we have a tape of you at the third debate with Al Gore categorically denying that you'd ever use American might for nation building. What are we doing in Iraq if not nation building? And is this a mistake on your part, sir?
Try to sneak two questions in, Don. You've been warned. But I'll answer your second part. No, it ain't a mistake. Number 30?
Chad Spilm, Hybrid Courier. Why bother? You won't answer anyway.
Well, I'd be more like you in a press corps. I suppose you think Iraqis was better off with a madman. He gassed his own people. There's mass graves everywhere. We gonna find his nuclears, too. We captured and killed 99.271% of Al-Qaeda, too. You wouldn't know about that. You're just negative. Last time I call you. Number 15?
Oh, it's me. I won. Bruce Underwear, Fashion Journal. Mr. President, why did you force your de facto Prime Minister, Vice President Count Cheney, to backpedal on his March 2000 taped comment that gay marriage was a matter best left to the states and hardly worthy of so defining a statement as a constitutional amendment when there's almost no hope of one passing?
Yeah. What I mean to say is, I'm as disgusted and shocked as anyone would be by them photos and allegations.
What photos? What allegations?
This is not the way American troops is trained to act. Now, we're going to look into it. Number 11?
Simeon Podonka of the Daily Plantagenet. Mr. President, as regards the allegations of prisoner abuse, not only from Abu Ghraib prison, but also from Afghanistan and Guantanamo, has the military done all it can to protect the prisoners and track down the sources of the aberrant behavior?
We're looking into it. We're looking into it. You know, when I was in Tang, the Texas Air National Guard, we looked into stuff. We found it, too, because no matter what you're looking for, something's always there. Like God talking to me in my office, that round room, he's always everywhere. He was in the National Guard, too, everywhere. Well, America's everywhere, too, righting wrongs, taking down evildoers and desperados, bringing honest frontier justice to the wide-open plains of the world. Well, hey, thanks for coming. Enjoy the show. Can't get out unless you buy something at the souvenir table. Did y'all have fun? Oh. Yeah, well, we got your names. So long.
Average Network Short Subject 15 was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Celebrity impersonations were achieved with a mechanical mouth, a brisk 40-mile-per-hour wind, a piece of notebook paper, and a comb. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Stay tuned!